Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, if you're looking for a firearm for home defense or something for shooting sports or hunting, you can't do better than a rifle or a shotgun from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they have more than 200 models that you can choose from in a wide variety of calibers and finishes, all made in America and the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Henry's are reliable, they're affordable, and they're backed with their lifetime satisfaction guarantee. Just visit henryusa.com. You get to order their free catalog with free decals, and you're going to love this company. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Voice a little scratchy today. Apologies in advance. I'm not really sure why, because I feel great.
I know why.
Why? Because I talk too much.
Because you keep screaming at your TV for all the terrible news we have.
I won't deny that has happened a time or two, but I'm not going there right now. You're gonna love this. So the Columbia Journalism Review has finally caught up to us, and they realized that the reporting over Trump-Russia collusion was nothing but a lie. And the New York Times and the Washington Post did a horrible job in their coverage and did a grave disservice. And Bob Woodward is lecturing his colleagues. Why didn't he do it publicly at the time? Why didn't he tell us all at the time that all of that was true? All right, we'll get to that. Let me get to the news to begin our day here. The FBI has now searched Biden's Rehoboth Beach house a full 3 months after he was first caught hiding classified documents, which, by the way, was on November 2nd. That was 6 days before the election. We didn't find out about that until 68 days later. And in the interim, they had appointed a special prosecutor to go after Donald Trump, but not after Joe Biden. And in the meantime, they made arrangements not to raid the Penn Biden Center at UPenn, but they just went in with the cooperation of Joe Biden, so they say, which they had with Donald Trump, but they chose not to use because Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland, they had no idea that Joe was going to end up being worse than Donald Trump. And here we are. We're going to get to the issue of all of the document, the trove of documents at the University of Delaware. One has to ask, when are they going to search for those? And when they search there, boy, they are in for a search of their life. And that is not hyperbole on my part, because at the University of Delaware, now, remember that these documents have been there well over 10 years. They delivered 33 pallets of documents in two trucks, 1,800 cartons of papers, and 415 gigabytes of electronic records. So the question is, when are they going to investigate there? Because if it can happen everywhere else, you would think it would happen there too. So here's what we know. The FBI finally gets around to searching, again, not raiding, searching Joe Biden's Rehoboth, Delaware beach house. Now, one of the arguments the left is making and the media mob is lying about is Donald Trump wasn't cooperative. That's not true. We know that the FBI had full, unfettered access to Mar-a-Lago. Nobody stopped them from coming in. They were invited in. And when they searched Mar-a-Lago, they went to this one storage room where eventually, during the raid, the, quote, documents that Trump had that they felt were to be sent back to the National Archives, the FBI was in that room long before the raid. The FBI made no effort or attempt to work with the Trump administration to get those papers out of there if they had even identified that they were top secret or classified. And as a matter of fact, the FBI left and then called back a day or two later and said, would you mind putting a padlock on that door? They complied. They said, sure, whatever you want. Not a problem. What makes you think that that's not full cooperation? Now, this goes to the heart of whether of what Jim Jordan's investigation in the Judiciary Committee is all about, whether the FBI has been politicized and the Department of Justice has been weaponized. That's what all of this is about. So after finding top secret classified materials or compromising materials, anyway, when they find it in five separate locations of Joe Biden, well, they finally now got around to Joe Biden's Rehoboth, Delaware house. This is 3 months after Biden's lawyers revealed that the big guy was hiding classified documents at the Penn Biden Center. And like all other FBI searches, the terms of today's beach house search were negotiated for days, if not weeks in advance, which means that the FBI deliberately forfeited any element of surprise, given Biden and his lawyers plenty of time. We'll be there on Thursday. If something's not there, nothing we could do about it. So gave them all the time to do whatever they wanted to do with what might have been there or not been there. I don't know. So, you know, it's not only possible, it's more than likely that Joe Biden have his team go through the Rehoboth Beach House in the course of negotiating with Joe Biden's DOJ about a time and a place of when they would, you know, go to the Rehoboth Beach home. And why wasn't the same accommodation and the same courtesy afforded to Donald Trump? And why the sirens blaring and why the guns were drawn and why everybody was kicked out of the house at Mar-a-Lago? And then we're asking for the security cameras to even be turned off. Thank God they never turned them off. Anyway, the same thing, frankly, goes for Hunter Biden's Malibu beach house. I have no doubt the FBI has to eventually get around to searching every one of Hunter Biden's crash pads, not until Biden's plumbers have had a chance to maybe extract any problematic documents. Now, why do I feel confident in predicting that Biden would do this? Because it's simple. Joe Biden has fundamentally shown himself to be a completely dishonest man. When Joe Biden repeatedly said, I never one time had a single conversation with Hunter or any family member about foreign business dealings, he's just flat out lying. This is the guy that gives speeches that he plagiarized from other people. Neil Kinnock is an example. This is the guy that lied about being first in his law class, claiming he was once appointed to the Naval Academy. That was a lie. This is the guy that promised that he got arrested trying to visit Nelson Mandela. Another lie. This is a guy that continues to insist that his son, Bo, died in Iraq. It's not true. He died from cancer. It's sad. It's tragic. But he didn't die in Iraq. He lied when he tried to blame his late wife's death on a drunk driver, but her crash death, absolutely a tragedy. I hate that to happen to anybody or any family. The other driver was not drunk. Joe Biden has also lied about not discussing Hunter Biden's business deals, as I said, and his partners, and the list goes on, and yet this is the guy who the FBI is warning weeks in advance that they'll be searching his various residences for incriminating evidence. The FBI has been giving Lion Biden more than enough time to do what would come naturally to him. So do I trust any of this? No, I don't. Jim Jordan's investigation, I think, will show a lot of prejudice within the FBI and a lot about our dual justice system. Now, the FBI did confiscate Biden's notes after the Rehoboth Beach House search. That we know, the FBI conducted this search, and they said no documents with classified markings were found, according to Biden's lawyer. The AP reported, consistent with the process in Wilmington, the DOJ took for further review some of the materials and handwritten notes that appeared to relate to his time as vice president. When news of the FBI search broke early this morning, Bauer said that the Biden team will fully support and cooperate and facilitate the investigation. Yeah, that's meaningless to me and anybody else. But, you know, there are so many other issues here that are associated with all of this. You know, we now know that Biden's personal office was searched by the FBI way back in November. Now, they found out about these documents November 2nd. Why didn't they tell the country before the election? At around the exact same time, they're appointing a special prosecutor for Donald Trump. We know that they were also searching the Penn Biden Center, but they didn't tell us about that either. They didn't tell us about the November 2nd discovery until 68 days later. They failed to mention the top secret documents were found for that long a period of time. You know, and they hid this from you, the American people, until it finally got leaked to the press. And as of now, we still have no idea why the classified documents were uncovered in the first place. You know, the self-proclaimed most transparent administration in White House in history, they're not telling us a single thing. And so far, we have batches of classified documents discovered on five different occasions, multiple locations. And many of these were from his days as vice president. Others dated back to his days as a U.S. senator. And as far as we know, you know, that they got a trove of information locked away at the University of Delaware. And I just mentioned the amount, the voluminous amount of materials, you know, and they have claimed, as Jonathan Turley wrote, that the president effectively has locked away records by giving them to the university. And they, the university in exchange, has claimed for a decade that they're working to organize and catalog the documents. Well, it's over 10 years old now. I think they've had enough time to do it themselves. Maybe we should have a group from the FBI that is not politicized look at the materials. Anyway, but neither Biden nor the university is allowing anyone any access to that material. So in other words, a public university that you pay with your tax dollars actively protecting a political candidate that's now president. And we got into this some yesterday surrounding Biden's classified document scandal that involves zero experience Hunter. There's no doubt that the father and son duo worked together on these sketchy foreign business deals. We'll have Peter Schweitzer on later. And Greg Jarrett, look at China for one. You have a $100,000 shopping spree, a $5 million no interest forgivable loan, $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China, and no experience that we can find that Hunter would be the appropriate person to do business with. Why not JP Morgan or Goldman Sachs or Deutsche Bank? Name any place that actually has real professionals that do this for a living. And the big report that was in yesterday's New York Post, you know, that Hunter Biden had access to all of this. He lived in the home where these documents were. And then we have the claim that Hunter might have actually tried to sell some of the material, quote, documents dating back to 2011 on his laptop from hell, showing that Hunter offered to sell intelligence on Russian oligarchs to the U.S. aluminum firm Alcoa for $55,000. This is the same, you know, time that, you know, his father was the vice president. This is the same time his father was leading the U.S. diplomatic efforts in Eastern Europe. This is the same time that his father has given special access to intelligence in the region. That's got to be disturbing. And then on top of it, you know, this is when Hunter was in the throes of his drug and alcohol and sex addiction. And probably, like a lot of people that are heavy users of drugs, probably desperate for money. You know, the report in the Daily Mail that he engaged in this ridiculous, dubious relationship with, you know, assistants that worked under him, one in particular. And where Hunter would occasionally send her Apple payments. By the way, I can't send Apple payments. Can you do that? PayPal? I don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Well, you know what? I know how to do it. You want to practice with me? And you could send me some payments, and I'll show you how to use it anytime.
I'll send you a dollar. You can buy whatever you want.
Or Venmo or any of those.
You know what? I can send you 10 bucks, and you can buy one of those disgusting green projectile vomit puke shakes that you like to drink.
I'll
How's
tell
that?
You should really go into advertising. That description was amazing.
And then you drink that crap every day, or the
That's
disgusting
right.
orange projectile vomit soup.
That's right.
Anyway, at one point Hunter texted that he would only compensate this woman if she chatted with him and put a camera in her shower. Wow. Sent a $500 payment, then asked her to FaceTime him in the nude. Multiple other sexual requests. By the way, where's the Me Too movement? Where's the feminist movement in this country when it comes to all of these things? Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. All right, interesting winter, freezing conditions in many parts of the country. February in particular can be really cold, very unforgiving. Days are short, sunlight hard to come by. But what if I told you, regardless of the climate, you could be poolside all year long? Well, you can. with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Whether you need to relax, work out, spend time with your family, oh, the Michael Phelps Swim Spa, it checks every single box. It comes in a variety of sizes to complement even the smallest backyards, and Linda swears by it and uses it all winter long.
I swear by it. I get in it. I swim in it. I relax in it. Anthony does. The kids do. It is phenomenal. I cannot say enough good things about Master Spa.
I have some good other news for everybody as well, and that is we have a special offer for you. When you go to their website, masterspas.com, go to the upper right-hand corner, enter the promo code Hannity. You can save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa, where you can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust. You're going to love the guys at masterspas.com.
The new Sean Hannity Show.
Talking about what's right for America.
With a renewed commitment to keep you up to date on the breaking news stories.
Continue along 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. So we're learning a lot, but what we're really learning more than anything else is that there is a two-tier system of justice in this country, that they knew on November 2nd, 6 days before the election, that Joe Biden, like Donald Trump, had top secret classified materials, and they chose not to tell you. Before the election, they chose not to tell you for 68 days. And now the question that deserves to be answered, needs to be answered, is why? Why did they wait so long? Why did they work with the Biden team in terms of, oh, we're going to go to your house, Joe. Is that okay? When is a convenient time? They went to the Biden Penn Center and they never told us about that. That was mid-November. Why didn't they tell anybody about that? At the very time they were appointing the special counsel to investigate Donald Trump. Donald Trump had allowed the FBI access. The reason that they thought that classified materials might be in the storage room is because the FBI was given unfettered access by the Trump people to that room. And when they requested a padlock, they got their padlock put on. As of now, we have no idea why the classified documents were uncovered in the first place. We have no idea. They won't tell us a single thing, the most transparent White House in history. We don't really know the full. We don't really know what, if anything, they found in these handwritten notes at the Rehoboth Beach home today. We do know that there's a trove of documents, 33 pallets of documents delivered on two trucks with 1,800 cartons of papers and 415 gigabytes of electronic records. That sits there and has been sitting there for over a decade at the University of Delaware, and nobody will allow anybody to go near them. Well, when is the FBI going to go to the University of Delaware and demand that they get the right to search out what they have there? Because if we're going to have equal justice application of our laws, that would seem like the appropriate thing to do at this time. National Archives officials were ordered to cover up the Biden document scandal before the election. I'll tell you about that on the other side of this break. And that's according to Jim Comer and the UK Daily Mail report that Jim Comer thinks that the National Archives was blocked from releasing a prepared statement. He told me that last night.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, no tooth fairy or piggy banks, no more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner. And if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now,
They're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box. Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifles, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to masterspas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner. And if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box. Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifles, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to masterspas.com under the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Listen to this show one time and you're Hannitized. Sean Hannity is back on the radio.
25 to the top of the hour, our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. They are building their Let Us Do Good Village. It's in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Now, it's the first of its kind, a community of about 110 homes, about 100 homes for Tunnel to Towers program recipients. That means Gold Star families like the Thorntons moved in first. Now, the widow, Danielle, her children, Jalen and Kinsley, were able to move into their brand new house after the death of their husband and father, Robert, a U.S. Army sergeant. Now, Danielle calls this home a blessing. In the Let Us Do Good Village, Gold Star families of fallen, also families of fallen and first responders, catastrophically injured first responders and service members, they're all neighbors, they're all heroes, they're all families, they live in one community, they help each other heal, they know what each other's going through, children grow up together, support one another. And with every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on their promise to do good and never forget all of the sacrifices our nation's greatest heroes have made for this great country and our communities. So they're hoping, and I'm hoping too, that the Let Us Do Good Village is the first of many communities like it. And they're asking all of us and everybody on Team Hannity's on board to donate $11 a month to the Tunnels to Tower Foundation, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number two. The letter T.org. 25 now. By the way, Linda, you're a big football fan, right?
Oh, the biggest.
You know what cross the plane means yet?
Means score.
Cross the plane.
Means score.
You're getting better because every day Katie keeps coaching you on all the questions you got wrong the day before.
There might be some truth in that. There might not. I don't know.
What, you sound like Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. Is there truth to that?
Listen, if it works for the liberal, I'm going to exercise my liberal rights.
Okay. Well, apparently it's working. Anyway, do you know what the big football announcement is today? And stop looking at Katie.
No, I know, because it's sad.
Why is it sad?
I don't know. It kind of hurt my heart a little bit, that video.
What, Tom Brady retiring?
Just the way he said it, like it was so heartfelt and so nice. And all I could think of in my head is the amount of haters that are out there that are going to make fun of him. And I thought he was very sincere and kind, you know. I don't know. I just liked it.
Listen, if you're in the public eye, you can't read the comments of these keyboard warriors in their underwear, psychos that live online in their basement every day. You just can't.
And I just don't get why people, like, it's funny, you know, like we were talking about it the other day, and it's like, you know, it takes a certain type of person, a certain type of personality to be famous, to be the best in your field, to be the GOAT, right? So in my opinion, it's like, okay, so yeah, he's a handsome guy who was very successful. He made a lot of money. He plays great ball. He's won 7 Super Bowls. Like, I guess there are things to be envious of, but I'm happy for him that he had such a good life and, you know, he's trying to be a good dad and all the things, you know?
I wish him only the best. And look, this was not an easy year for him. His divorce was very public. I think people should mind their own business and they have no idea. And then I read this morning that his ex-wife is now doing a big Vanity Fair shoot and tell all on what happened in their family. And I'm like, why do you want to tell the world that stuff? What is the reason for that?
Yeah, but today she wrote a nice note to him and she was like, you know, I'm sorry that you retired, you know. Yada yada.
Listen, I can understand that being the wife of a superstar who in her own right was a superstar and having to basically put her own career on hold and they had children together. But, you know, I don't know I have no idea, but I'll tell you one other thing. I don't want to know. And I don't think people should want to know. I think only people should pray that the best happens for them, their family, their kids.
Yeah, but see, the problem is that everybody lived through their happy moments, right? They did People magazine spreads. They did TMZ stuff. They did podcasts.
And over 50% of marriages fail, so that puts them in the majority category.
No, no, no,
sadly.
You misunderstand me. My point is that when you live your happy moments in the public eye, then when things go wrong, then the public is involved because they feel like they know you, they're a part of your world, and they feel bad, so they get involved. Now, there are people who get involved for the wrong reasons, and they're not very nice about it, and then there's other people who are actually like, oh, that sucks, sorry, you're getting divorced, that stinks, not fun, yada, yada, and there's kids involved.
Look, the Kardashians have mastered the art of taking their private lives and bringing it publicly. That, to me, is fair game.
Okay. Yeah, they're famous for being famous. They're nothing. It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it's not really ridiculous because they turned it into a pretty good way to make a lot of money in
no
one
doubt.
Case.
I mean, they have
billions of dollars.
They took the idea of Seinfeld, which is a show about nothing, and they made it into a lifestyle. It's incredible.
Well, then give them, you know, if people want to, people obviously want to watch it. It's not my thing, but a lot of other people do, and they follow the day-to-day drama, and there's always so much drama. I hate drama.
There's a lot of drama.
I can't stand the drama. It's too
much drama. Mama, you're not into it. I know.
No. Good grief. Who needs it? It's like everybody that got COVID that was famous. I got COVID. I'm like, I hope you get well.
Oh, my God. I mean, shut up already. I can't.
Why did they feel a need to tell the world that they got COVID? Because pretty much everybody in the world at some point got it. But what was the need to say it? People saying, Hannity, you must be sick. No, I have a throat issue. It has nothing to do with anything.
You know what I'm really sick of? Whenever anybody gets sick, now they go, it's not COVID. I'm like,
yeah,
you stop. I'm not asking about the Rona. I don't care. I'm like, it's your business. Who cares?
Nah. But I don't understand the compulsion why people in the public eye think that they feel the need to share all of this crap. Why am I more private? Like, live your life. You don't have to. You can share what you want. But I mean, people have to share everything.
But people are they're like egomaniacs, you know, they want to talk about things. It's like, you know, like I was saying the other day, the kids were asking me if I had a Facebook account, and I said no. And they were like, they looked at me like I was an alien, and I said, I have no desire to put pictures of what I had for breakfast and how beautiful the plating was on Facebook so the whole world could see that I had a carrot muffin. And what a bunch of nonsense. This is what people are posting.
If I cooked you the breakfast, then it would be worth posting because
steak
my
and
breakfast
eggs, big picture, right? Hannity steak
no,
and
I
eggs.
Don't have bacon eggs. I usually
steak and eggs.
Oh, sometimes, but I often will have, chopped meat.
You know what I think? I think you're really hungry. You've been talking about food a lot lately. I think you're starving yourself in this workout thing you got going on.
I am always working out, and that's why I get up early every morning.
You're hungry.
Hungry.
You should have some carbs.
Okay, I don't eat that many carbs. Occasionally, I cheat.
We could send you some of Linda's food to fill you up.
Okay, those disgusting, you know, projectile green puke
today I'm
shakes.
Eating raspberries. I didn't even bring a shake in.
I don't even want to hear about raspberries, you know, or that disgusting projectile vomit puke orange drink you drink.
Remember we had that last week, though. I had the green one. That was nice.
It was disgusting.
Well,
Absolutely
I feel, you know, the
disgusting.
World has my stomach sick. You know, I have to look at Biden and Powell and Harris and all the other idiots in charge. And, you know, why not, you know, wash it down with a little bit of vomit?
So we got a list of all of Biden's lies because he tells this lie about this Amtrak conductor. It turns out the Amtrak conductor was dead at the time that he said, you know, that he had done more miles. It just is ridiculous. I'm sorry. What did you say to me?
Said cut one. We have a montage of him lying about that.
Yeah, I just want to talk about it, though. The Trump administration didn't order enough vaccines. No, they ordered 1 billion. So he just lies about it. Nobody in the media mob confronts him on it. We've seen the average number of people getting vaccinated every day nearly double since I took office. No, that wasn't true either. Or when he said, Moody says my infrastructure plan will create 19 million jobs over 10 years. No, they said 2.7. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. That's like my favorite lie. Because all of us were told the big lie that if you got the vaccine, that in fact, you would never get COVID. Did you see this analysis by Cheryl Atkinson today?
I sure did.
This is pretty scary. And I've talked to a lot of people, and we all know about myocarditis and I'd like to get the definitive study on the impact of COVID/vaccine boosters, et cetera, on myocarditis. She wrote the story about an autopsy of two teenage boys that died days after they got their second Pfizer COVID-19 shot. Anyway, she points out that autopsies were conducted on two teenage boys, one in Connecticut, one in Michigan. They died within a few days of their second dose of Pfizer's COVID vaccine. One boy had ADD and was obese. The post-death examination showed that both had global myocardial injury. We report autopsy results, including microscopic myocardial findings of two teenage boys who died within the first week after receiving the Pfizer COVID-19 dose. The microscopic findings are not alterations seen with typical myocarditis. This suggests a role, you know, that what do they call it?
A cytokine storm.
That was the storm that was killing everybody with the alpha strain of COVID. And if it got in your lungs, all of a sudden, next thing you knew is you couldn't breathe and your oxygen levels would drop precipitously. I know people that had oxygen levels at 94, 95. It would drop to 90, to 85, to 80, into the 70s in like record time. I remember I was going nuts at the time. Anyway, this suggests that what may occur or what they think might have occurred in these two young boys' cases is excessive inflammatory response, as there's also a feedback loop as it relates to the cytokines, and the first week after the second vaccine dose was found to be a main risk window. By the way, Cheryl Atkinson is not a member of the vast right-wing conspiracy at all. I mean, she's a real solid, you know, shoe leather reporter, just works really hard, does great work, also is a very nice person. We've had her on the program many times. And you know, I've talked to varying people, and there's different responses from everybody. But I just wonder at the end of all of this, and I'm just thinking out loud, you know, what are we going to find out because of everything being emergency use authorization? What are we going to find out that maybe nobody anticipated? Now, that part scares me. And, you know, certainly what I've heard from some people and doctors, even funeral directors, I had a funeral director guy told me, we're seeing people with a lot of blood clotting that we'd never seen before. I know people now that have had more blood clots or friends of mine telling me they have blood clots than I've ever heard in my entire life. Is it related? I have absolutely no data to back it up at all. It's just a question that I would like to see science research as it relates. Is this virus related? Is it vaccine related? Is it, you know, what is it? Or maybe it's nothing at all. Maybe it's just coincidental that these people in my life happen, you know, to have these incidents. I don't know, but I'd like to know. We don't have a lot of good news on the economy. ADP jobs report shows the private sector hiring has slowed dramatically in January. Manchin has teamed up with Republicans to protect retirement funds from this idiotic, you know, Biden green energy cash grab. I don't know if you remember this. We talked about this in great detail, but every Republican senator and Democrat, Joe Manchin, are now introducing legislation to terminate the Biden administration's new environmental social governance rule, which they say politicizes retirement savings for 152 million Americans. And they unveiled this rule in November. It goes into effect January 30th, and it would allow retirement plan managers to factor environmental social issues into investment decisions. I don't want environmentalism in any way factored in to my retirement plan. And people are counting on that, you know, in their hardworking years, that it's going to be there for them when they retire. You know, we pointed out yesterday, 2/3 of American consumers are living paycheck to paycheck, even 51% of Americans that make $100,000 a year. You say, well, how can that happen? Well, we're not anticipating how bad the Biden economy would get. They weren't factoring in a $10,000 Biden inflation tax because of his horrific economic and energy policies. By the way, the Chamber of Commerce has now pledged a lawsuit over outrageous environmental rules, and they said they're going to go forward with this rule requiring companies to speculate about how climate change could impact their business models. You know, they're making it impossible for America to compete. We have unilaterally disarmed with literally the lifeblood of the world's economy, producing our own energy. And they bought into this Green New Deal nonsense and alternative forms of energy, but yet the technology doesn't exist. So in the meantime, we're dependent on other countries that don't give a flying rip about our country, and we're sacrificing national security and we're paying a fortune more for every item we buy because of the higher cost of gas and diesel, and we're paying more to heat and cool our homes and fill our gas tanks. It's insane. And we don't need to be, you know, looking to countries that don't like us for the lifeblood of our own economy with the natural resources that we have. By the way, the Fed today raised interest rates yet again, a quarter of a point. I don't know when this is going to stop. At least it's lower than a 75 basis point increase. New Jersey mayors, oh, you're going to love this. They say these wind farms may be responsible for this recent wave of whale deaths. Asbury Park Press, a group of New Jersey shore mayors, are calling for an immediate moratorium on offshore wind energy development until federal state scientists can assure the public that the ocean noise related to the underwater seabed mapping soil brings and other turbine construction activities poses no threat to the whales. By the way, humpback whales showed up on the coast of Long Island the other day. It's been showing up on these dead whales showing up in New Jersey, New York, Lido Beach, Nassau County, where I live. Man, I've never heard of that in my life, ever. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Listen, you may not know that this is possible. Did you know that thieves can steal your house? Yes, they can. Here's what happens. Now, you have these thieves around the world. They're targeting American homeowners. And what they look for is your home title. The title to your home is the document that proves you own your home. Now, that is easily found online. These thieves around the world forge your signature on a legal document. They claim that you sold them your home. Then they take out loans and you're on your home. They disappear with all this money. And you don't know about it till you get a late payment notice or foreclosure notice that shows up. Anyway, a lot of homeowners' insurance plans and common identity theft programs don't protect you, which is why I have Home Title Lock. And you can register your address for free, no obligation. They will give you a home title report for your files, $100 value, absolutely free, to make sure that your home's title is still safely in your name. Just go to their website. It's absolutely free, $100 value, HomeTitleLock.com/Sean. That's HomeTitleLock, one word, .com/Sean.
Sean Hannity.
All right, a lot going on. When we come back, all things Simple Man, we'll check in with self-proclaimed Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly. We'll get his take on the Biden document scandal. We have the other news of the day. We're going to really break down the Biden family syndicate. And we're not even going to look at every country. But we'll look at, you know, the three big countries. Our number one geopolitical foe, China. Number two, Russia. What really happened in Ukraine. We'll look at those three countries with Peter Schweitzer. The legal aspects surrounding it with Greg Jarrett. And this way, we'll know exactly where Jim Comer's investigation is headed. We know that they're trying to stonewall Jim Jordan in the Judiciary Committee. Anyway, Bill O'Reilly's next as we continue.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming. And I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.